This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, we're still reeling off of what happened yesterday, but we got to get over it.
Can we address the elephant in the room?
What's that, bro?
Everybody's in a crappy mood today in Atlanta. I got to be honest with you.
Well, I'll say this, and God bless Bo Morgan. Squid Billy, the executive producer of this show, I talked to him today, and I got to tell you, you would have thought a family member died. When he answered the phone, I was like, hey, man, you all right? What's going on? Yeah, I'm okay. I'm like, Bo, there are more games. And he's like, I'm so vested. We all are.
Right.
We all are vested in this team, and we want to see them win. We don't want a replay of what happened last year. We don't want deja vu, right? And guys, the only way that doesn't happen is we got to handle our business. I mean, the fact is we're here because we're a damn good club. We didn't luck into this. They earned their spot. So now you got to beat the best, man, and that's where we are right now. The Dodgers weren't going to lay down, but to hear Dave Roberts, though, say, we were dead. You just know that that's what was going on in that clubhouse, Mike, and that dugout. He says we were dead. We didn't have any energy. We weren't. You could feel it. And that's the part that just hurts, because you know if we did win that game yesterday, I really do think they were done. They weren't going to come back from 3-0.
Right. So that's the thing, man. It's just today I was at the gym, and I was talking to one of the trainers and the lady who runs the gym. And the first thing I say, when they know I do Sports Talk Radio, as soon as I walk in, they go, do you believe that crap last night? I'm like, yeah. And then it just, everybody you talked to today was just like rolling their eyes. And so, look, we're not dead in the water by any stretch. And again, whatever was passed is not prologue here. I don't care what happened with Laritz. You know, I mean, Wohlers and all that crap, because it's so far back. But it does, unfortunately, as we said to start the program, it just creeps into the psyche of the Atlanta sports fan in some cases.
It does. It shouldn't, because the series is not over. If we lose the series in that manner, where some team, if it's the Dodgers, comes back from 3 or 4 runs, and by the way, they've never done that. That organization's never been down 3 or more runs past the 7th inning in a playoff game like that and come back. So that's another one of those. It's never happened until it did. And Mike, I until the series is over, it's not over. So we got to get past it. I know it sucks. I know we're all like, but hopefully today these guys come out, we get some energy, and we're able to get our bats going. And maybe, you know, listen, maybe we chase Urias early. Who knows, man? You don't know how these things shake out. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got a lot more to get to coming up. We're going to talk to Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel down in Miami, guys. He's going to help us understand what's going on with the Dolphins. They are 1-5, but as we said to West Durham, you don't disrespect your opponent. I'm not going into Sunday thinking we're just going to roll the Dolphins, but they do have issues, and Omar Kelly is going to help us understand what's going on with those guys. Right now, though, let's get to an NFL Blitz!
Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. So Baker Mayfield out, Mike. He will not play Thursday night. We were wondering if they were going to allow him to play through that. I said there was a lot of pressure on him. I actually think they just took the pressure off.
Yeah, they're going to go with Case Keenum, who did a great job with the Vikings a couple years back. But they got no running backs that we're used to seeing, because Chubb is out, Kareem Hunt is out. You know, their wide receiver core has had some issues, too. All in the things we just talked with Wes Durham, and we're going to talk, as you mentioned, Omar Kelly, and try to figure out what the heck the Dolphins are. They've got so much star power on that defense, at least on paper, right, with the Browns. It's almost inexplicable how many points they're giving up, even with an injury here, an injury there. They still got so many playmakers that you should be able to really, you know, stop you cold, and they're not even coming close to that defensively.
No, and then you got Von Miller coming out saying that he's going to kill whatever tackle he's playing on Thursday night. And he doesn't mean that literally. He's just talking about having a great game and saying, I don't even know who the tackle is I'm going up against, but I'm going to kill him. Von Miller is an elite pass rusher, continues to be. We will see.
The Browns, very 70s, by the way. I love it. I love it. Bring it back. Bring back the old NFL. That's something like Matuszak would say. I'm going to kill that guy.
It's
like
a good point. Good pull, Matuszak. Browns, two starting offensive tackles. Jedrick Willis and Jack Conklin are the two tackles. Mm-hmm. Both are injured, and that's why it's unclear who's going to start for Cleveland on Thursday night. Which means that's why Von Miller's like, I don't care who it is, I'm going to kill him. Maybe he does have a great game, but no Baker Mayfield. And guys, the Browns are reeling. We've said this. So this is a big game for them. And now, you know, I think they took a lot of pressure off of Baker Mayfield having to perform. And then if he didn't, you can't blame it on injury because he's not in there now. So we'll see how long he's going to be out. Hey, let's hear John Harbaugh talk about Lamar Jackson, guys, because whether you think he's in the mix for the MVP or not, I know we're only 6 weeks in, but he's played well. His team is playing well. Here's Harbaugh.
Some executives believe that they have figured Lamar Jackson out through these six games. What have you seen differently from defense, and how do you think he's played against that?
Well, I think he's played phenomenally well. It's less about figuring somebody out. So I do think if you're looking for your headline here, you know, I do think that people who make those statements are kind of, you know, whistling in the graveyard just a little bit.
Saying you're old school.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was Joe Judge for a second there with the Giants. That is Chris. But, yeah, man, look, we talked about this yesterday about the Browns, and you just mentioned the defense. The injuries that have been mounting up, nobody's had more problems with the running backs in Baltimore. Let's be honest, Carl, they lost everybody by Labor Day, right?
They did.
And they've had an offensive line that has had to plug guys in, and Lamar Jackson and the Ravens just keep on rolling. So and this is midseason. I heard Randy talking about this earlier today on the Midday Show. I mean, if you're a fantasy owner, good luck trying to cobble a team together this week, depending on who you got. There's between the bye weeks and the injuries, Carl. I mean, everybody at this part of the season is already starting to break down.
It's Dukes and Bell. It's our NFL Blitz, guys. Speaking of coaches, Dan Campbell is the coach of the Lions. This is going to be an interesting matchup this week. Matthew Stafford is facing his old team, the Lions, which now Campbell's the coach of. And Goff used to be the quarterback of the Rams. He's facing his old team and his old coach, Sean McVay. Dan Campbell, the Lions coach now, talked about facing Stafford.
He's doing a dang good job out there. They're an explosive offense. He's a good quarterback. But, yeah, he's a good quarterback. It's going to be a huge challenge for us.
There he is, Coach Dan Campbell, ladies and gentlemen, of your Detroit Lions. So, look, guess who won that deal, right, on that trade, right?
Yeah, to me it's easy. Stafford's balling out.
He had one Stafford game where that was a game that looked like he was in the Lions, you know, back, you know, was it the game against the 49ers, was it? I'm trying to think of the game where he looked, it was against Arizona, where he struggled against Arizona and he missed some throws. But, yeah, man, Cooper Kupp has been balling. They've got, you know, they lost Cam Akers to start the season, but they're still doing just enough. Balanced attack-wise is what McVay wants. And, yeah, they're probably going to smoke these guys in the battle of the traded quarterbacks.
A former Falcon, now current Cowboy, Mike, Demonte KZ arrested on suspicion of DUI. Did you see this?
Oh, come on, man.
This happened Tuesday on suspicion of driving while intoxicated in a Dallas suburb. Cowboys have not issued a statement. They have not said pretty much anything, but they basically said KZ was released around the midday after posting a $2,500 bond. He was pulled over in a suburb next to Frisco. Frisco's where the complex is,
right?
Okay.
The one so, we saw on Hard Knocks, right?
Yeah. Obviously, we know KZ well. 28 years old, started all six games for the Cowboys. They're 5-1, but no statements yet from the Cowboys about this situation. So I don't know where this is going or what's going to happen or if a suspension is coming. We'll just have to wait and see. But again, arrested on suspicion of DUI.
All right. So hopefully you figure that one out. We know that, you know, NFL players, they even have an 800 number through the Players Association. They need a ride. They can actually call it and get a car. They have a car. They literally can get a car service like that. Ah, it's so silly. Hey, would you ever have thought you could have delivered your wife's child? You could have
delivered the baby. No, almost fainting in the delivery room. Are you kidding?
I've got buddies of mine, the same thing. They went in there to watch the amazing experience, and then they wanted to get out of that operating room.
Well, the doctor asked me, he said, do you want to see? And of course, at the time, I thought I did because I was like, this is a miracle.
Yes,
I was. This is incredible. And so, you know, they got the big curtain or the sheet above, you know, between us and her lower parts. And he's like, do you want to see? And I said, yeah, I want to see. And then I saw, and I never wish I would have seen. Because
that's what my married buddies have said who've seen as well.
It did a job on me.
Well, take him over to their section and just have him take a dump right there.
No, well, that can also happen. They say that can happen, too, as part of the process. The reason why are we talking about the birthing experience? Dwayne Smoot, defensive end for the Jaguars, celebrating their first victory in over a year. He may have the best hands on the team. Smoot helped his wife Amori deliver the couple's second child early yesterday morning.
Good man.
And they're home in Jacksonville. About to leave for the hospital about 4 a.m. The water broke, and he felt that she just wasn't enough time to get to the hospital. So he called 911, and the paramedics talked him through it, tying the umbilical cord over the phone. Good grief. That's somebody who knows how to follow instructions, man. Yeah. A lot of guys, I don't know, could not handle that responsibility, man.
I definitely could. I did cut the cord, but once I saw, I couldn't go back. Like, I didn't want to see any more after that. So, God bless him, man. That's awesome. Smoot, that's a story for the ages right there. Hey, baby, I delivered you.
20 minutes of delivery. So, basically, I guess, I don't know if they did the Lamaze class together and all that. Like, breathe, baby, breathe. Now push, all that stuff you see on TV. But how about that, man? Nice job.
It is. That's incredible. Hey, coming up, Omar Kelly, guys, Sun Sentinel's going to join us. His thoughts on the Dolphins, Tua, what are we going up against on Sunday as we get back to work coming out of the bye week? Our coach, Arthur Smith at 5, Omar Kelly next. We've got the Dolphins on Sunday, and we wanted to talk to our guy down in South Florida, Omar Kelly. Follow him on Twitter at Omar Kelly, guys, and he's a columnist for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Omar, I saw the look on Coach Flores' face last week when the Dolphins lost that game. There were no words to describe the look on his face. How demoralizing was that to lose in the last second with Jacksonville and where the Dolphins are right now as they get ready for the Falcons this week?
They're a hurting, reeling, dysfunctional franchise, which is exactly what they've been for nearly two decades now, no matter what regime it is. Five straight losses, you know, the bleeding just keeps on continuing. The problems and issues just keep on permeating. They have no identity as an offense or defense. Everything needs to be fixed. And if there was something that you can sit there and say, well, at least they do insert the thing here, well, then that's something to build on. But really, there's nothing that they're doing well. And the question is, how do you get that fixed? How do you get that solved?
Man, I hate to hear that going into this game for us, brother.
Here's the thing. They're at a desperation point right now.
Right.
Where so many things have gone wrong, you're basically pressing the panic button. Like before, earlier, you know, after Bills beat down, you're like, oh, well, the Bills are contenders. Maybe we're not in that league. You know, then you lose to Vegas in overtime. Then you get, basically upset by the Colts in a game that nobody thought the Colts would even be able to hang in. They had so many injuries. Then you get beat down by Tampa Bay. Then you go to Jacksonville and you're not panicking yet, but you're really concerned and you lose in that fashion. Well, I'm sorry, but it's panic time now.
Right. And one of the things, Omar, we were just talking about it with Wes Durham, the voice of the Falcons, is we thought this is a team which is on the ascension. You know, all the great defensive drafts we talk about, they're building a great young great young secondary down there. Flores seems like they got a plan. They've accumulated draft picks, and they made the right moves, and what the hell, man?
Yeah, you think, and then it all just stops. And, you know, they had the number one to number three defense most of the year. They finished sixth after they got beat down by the Bills season finale. But you thought they would be able to pick up where they left off and continue to build on that. Well, none of that's happening. Tua is in the second year. You know, you spend a ridiculous amount of resources on the offensive line. Well, lo and behold, they play like trash. And you spend all year trying to figure it out, trying to fix it, trying to patch it. Last week was the first time they actually had a recurring starting offensive line, and that's after moving their left tackle, their first round pick, to guard. Jamie knows what that's like. That means basically you suck, but we're trying to make the most of it. as they should. And it's just, you know, when you can't, they lose their quarterback in game two. And truly, I do believe that Tua can help a lot of things get better because he looked so good in training camp and he looked like he was ready to take that next step. But until you do it, it's nothing but talk.
What's going on with Jalen Waddle?
They turned him into a possession receiver. He's Jarvis Landry 2.0.
Oh, wow.
I don't really know the thought process. If the thought process had to be scrapped because the offensive line was so bad and you couldn't get things to develop, I think he's averaging like 8 yards per reception. Right now, they're so injury decimated at receiver. I would say their top three of their top four receivers are down with injuries. And so Waddle has really become a possession receiver for this team, and it'll be interesting to see if Tua can utilize him in the way that he's supposed to be utilized, which is to stretch the field and create those big plays.
It is Omar Kelly, guys, who covers the Miami Dolphins, and we're talking about a team which, again, you know, we thought they'd probably be 4-2 or something by the time we got here.
3-3 at least. 3-3,
well,
yeah.
Maybe, you know, because I read you all the time, and it seems like there's a lack of faith in Tua, and how much of that is coming from the man upstairs who signs all the checks, or is that just a lot of hype? I mean, do they believe in this guy? Is it a matter of him staying healthy or all the above?
They believe that. National talk of non-believers is a national thing. Okay. Locally, they believe. The coach believes, the GM believes, the owner believes. But if you're really going to be honest about where Steve Ross is an owner, he's tired of this crap and tired of doing it all over again and rebuilding. He gave them the license to do a complete purge and reset. And what it looks like is that what you reset with was worse than what you purged. Mm. So, you know, is he going to be patient? I don't know. I don't think they're going to trade for Deshaun Watson before the November 6th trade deadline. And I think they're going to continue to stay diligent and finish this thing out with Tua. But do they need work? Do they need to, you know, do they need to see something, some signs of life from Tua? Yes, and he's got to stay healthy for the rest of the season because everybody knows durability has been an issue with him throughout his career.
Omar Kelly, our guest, guys, South Florida Sun Sentinel columnist, covers the NFL, covers the Dolphins. Your column that's out now, you talk about, does Brian Flores have a good sounding board? What do you mean by that?
In most coaches keep a veteran coach on staff, a guy who'd been a head coach who'd experienced a couple of things and maybe could tell you from his past experience or past stories, a gray beard, a veteran leader. And Brian Flores' staff is so young, so green, so experienced. Half of it is made up of former college assistants that right now, with all of the issues that they have, there's really nobody there or confident that you have confidence that can really help them fix it because the issues continue to reoccur. The problems continue to persist. I'm sure they're trying a couple of things, but none of it's the right stuff. They keep saying that they practice well, but you know what happens when you practice well and it doesn't translate to the game? It's kind of time to change how you practice or what you're doing in practice. I thought about this, and this has been a concern of mine for a while. You know, he was supposed to have Jim Caldwell in his first year. And the one thing I always know from all as many new coaches as I've covered, and I've covered a crap load of new coaches, and, you know, I cover the Dolphins, so that's kind of a byproduct of covering the Dolphins. But they always don't know what they don't know. And the unfortunate thing is I've been here for so long and seen so many new regimes and seen so many new coaches. The problems reoccur and continue to persist. And it takes these coaches a minute to figure out the solution or the fix or the go-to. When I know from coach number two, it's this. Or I know from coach number three, it's this. Because I've seen it and I've experienced it. And, you know, and I think a gray beard or a veteran coach like a Jim Caldwell, who basically never made it to his first season because he had a health issue, or Chan Gailey, who was the offensive coordinator last year, who helped them have the best offense since 1986 and then retired or got pushed out, whichever you want to call it, last season. Those guys help you find a way. They help you find a counter. They help you find a solution. And I don't see Flores doing that.
Interesting, because, you know, it's funny. We had heard that, you know, because from looking at it from up here, you know, 600 miles away, it sounded like the playbook was too complicated. It was like a phone book. They were going to simplify things, let Tua use his athleticism. Well, because Tua, I mean, statistically makes all the throws, but there was that pick, which was a killer. And it just seems like for all the weapons, they just can't seem to score enough points, for lack of a better word. They don't score enough.
Yeah, not all the weapons, because they really haven't had that many weapons on the field. I just think fundamental things like your offensive line, you didn't do enough to improve your offensive line. In fact, you weakened it when you traded Eric Flowers for a swap of 14 spots in the seventh round just to dump his salary. Okay, well, he was your starter last year, and while he wasn't sensational, wasn't sexy, he got the job done. And unfortunately, right now, you're probably one starter shy of having a decent offensive line. Now, I know you want to move towards the young players and the young players and the young players, but at some point when you do that, you take on extra water. You take on some losses. You miss on a couple of plays where the veteran might not have been sexy, but he wouldn't have busted or did the wrong assignment or missed on the footwork on 10 plays. And that's what you're getting right now. And you add up this 10 and then another 10 from the new safety and then another 10 from the new defensive end and then another 10 from – from the rookie wide receiver running the wrong routes, and it ultimately leads to a team that beats themselves.
Great stuff, man. Omar, continue to kill it down there, guys. Check him out. Follow him on Twitter, as we said, and social media. NFL columnist for South Florida Sun Sentinel. He's covering the Dolphins. My guess is everything you've told us is they won't get their stuff together by Sunday either.
they'll probably when I give up, they probably have one last line of fight in them. So I didn't pick them to win this week, but I think a veteran quarterback is what's going to give them trouble. Right. But it wouldn't surprise me if they pulled it off.
Well, man, you got me. You know, Carl, I think I'm going to buy a ticket, man. I think I'm going to head down there and meet Tony the mailman. Omar, you want to meet up for drinks down in Las Olas?
Las Olas? I'm a Miami guy. I don't do Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, an aristocrat. Okay, fine. All right, we'll go down to Brickell. How's that?
finger up in the air. That's a pinky finger up in the air area. You got to hang out with me in Woodwood if we're going to hang out with the people.
Carl, he just told me he wouldn't go to Broward County. Check coaching tree is a stump. Hopefully they can get Flores can figure this thing out, but it is strange when you hear about all the issues they seem to have down there.
We got plenty more to dive into, guys. Yes, we are talking about our Braves and get ready for another game today. We got to forget about what happened. We are still upset about it, but we'll dive back into that conversation coming up. Also, Connor Riley from Dog Nation at 4 o'clock to give us the latest on the Dogs and an update on JT Bennett. But we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to go see top-ranked boxing guys. Jamil Semper Herring taking on Shakir Stevenson Saturday, October 23rd at State Farm Arena. We've got two tickets for you right now. Be caller number 9 at 404-741-0929. And you're going to go to this event, guys. We're giving you tickets today, probably a little bit later on, so make sure you're listening. If you want to go check this out, and yesterday we had one of the boxers on this card. He's from Atlanta here, and we had a chance to talk to him. I think it's going to be an interesting card, so go check it out. Caller 9 right now. You are going to win. All right, Bo Morgan's going to join us. Yeah, man, no man's on the way, guys. More Braves conversation as well. It's Dukes and Bell.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dukes and Bell, guys. We got Coach Arthur Smith coming up. 5 o'clock, he's going to join us to talk about the latest with our Falcons coming off the bye week. Thanks to Omar Kelly for stopping by as well, giving us the latest on the Dolphins. Dog reports on the way in 15 minutes. Connor Riley will stop by as well. We got a lot going on, man. Braves blew a late lead. We know. Dodgers down in the series 2-1. There's still a lot of baseball to play, and we've been saying it all day. Can't do anything about yesterday. We can do something about today, and we can go up 3-1 if we handle our business tonight. The question is, as Mike and I have been talking about, this bullpen start, Mike, how far does it get us? And you have to give the pitching advantage to them today simply because Urias has been great all season. So right. We'll dive deeper into that. Right now, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man.
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like I should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
He's 6'1".
Not really.
From Florida.
Kennesaw State.
And gives rapid fire questions. It's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Bo Morgan, brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company.
All right, Bo, what is going on today, my man? How you feeling?
You know, I'm a little bit better. I was down today when you called me. You know, one of the things that just drives me nuts is negative people, and I can't stand negativity. And to Mike's point, and one of y'all's points, but you both probably said it, but everybody's like, oh, it's over. It's over. We've lost. And then they read these clowns. I don't want to say that. These people, I'm not going to name call, but these people, like Bill Plaschke, who are like, yeah, it's over. It's over. The Braves are done. You know, they're not gonna finish this. They've awoke the sleeping giant, blah, 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 blah. I'm just like, that's not who I am. I like to wake up and be positive. I might be a little angry guy sometimes, but I'm a positive little angry guy. And I think that our team still has a chance to do it. And if you're crapping on Luke Jackson right now, take off your recently bought Braves gear because he's been one of the best players. You know, he threw a pitch that wasn't a hitter's pitch, and Bellinger was like, that's what I'm going to get. I'm going to sit on it. And he got it, and he hit it. And it was just, I think one of you said earlier, it was just like Freddie versus Hader. And it happened. And it happens. And there's no weak spot in that lineup, by the way. That's what $100 million more a year payroll gets you. No weak spots.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
And by the way, you want to blame anyone? Blame the Braves' offense, which is the thing that supposedly is our strength, supposedly got us here. They had multiple opportunities to break that game open, and they didn't do it. And my neighbor texted me and was like, I think we got this. I'm like, I feel uneasy. We didn't put runs on. We didn't add runs on. It's just like when the Falcons come out and they got a lead going into halftime, and they go 3-and-out to start the third quarter. It's always that way. You have to add on.
Yeah,
they didn't do it.
Yeah, but to overcome what we did with Morton and his struggles early, and look, I thought he got squeezed a bit with the strike zone. They also made some really wild pitches too. But you know, runs are going to be at a premium. I mean, the American League is the American League. They're doing these slugfest. Red Sox are setting records, Carl, for home runs. That's just not what we do in the National League with the kind of pitching the Braves and the Dodgers are throwing at each other. So, I mean, I know what you're saying. Darno's got to hit better. This other guy's got to pick it up, but. You know, Freddie came out of his little mini funk and was fantastic yesterday. And look, you spot a reliever, 3-run lead, you're 5 outs away, and the wheels fell off.
Yeah, unfortunately, I just thought we could have had more. I think all the way around, you know, there's no one player, no one pitch, no one play that loses you a game. It's a culmination, whether it's basketball, football, you know, baseball, soccer, whatever it is. There's no one thing. And it just stunk. We had opportunities to put them away, and we didn't. And then we couldn't make the play at the end when we needed to. So you can't blame one person, and it stinks. But look, there's 2-1 lead. All I need the Braves to do is win what 6 of the next 11 games, and we got a World Series. It's not that hard. It's not that hard.
It's not. And you know, listen, we are one of the best four teams remaining. In Major League Baseball, we know that. these series can turn at any moment. If you saw the Astros game yet last night again, yesterday, the ninth inning, they score like seven runs. I mean, just like that, these things can change. So when you have opportunities, you've got to take advantage of them. There's no doubt. But what else you got for us today, man?
All right, well, our friend Brett Bielema, who used to be at Wisconsin and then ate his way out of a job at Arkansas, among other things.
He pooped on the SEC until he came down to the SEC. He realized not so easy, is it?
Yeah, I guess it sent him to the Golden Corrals. But anyways.
Two shots at the man's size, Carl.
I like Brett Bielema personally. I think he's done well for himself in a lot of ways. He landed on his feet in New England and then immediately has another job in college football, a year later at Illinois? Or maybe 2 years later at Illinois. And he's up there and it's not going so well. And, well, speaking of calling people out, he called quite a few players out yesterday.
I just know this. As a head coach, you're only as good as your roster, right? I kind of learned that the first time I went to the Kentucky Derby, right? Nobody was betting on the jockeys. Everybody was betting on the horses, right? So to win a Derby, you got to have the right horse. And I think our players are going to be a reflection of what our program stands for. I stood at the front of the room last year when I took over and said everybody is invited back because of COVID. They gave me the opportunity to do that. But as this roster continues to transition, I've got to make tough decisions. Players have to make decisions. The roster is going to have to change to get to where we want to be to win a championship. So I recognize that probably midway through the spring last year, through the summer, just certain positions haven't maybe played out the way they envisioned them to. In particular, the offensive line, I don't believe we have a player in the two deep that they've recruited here over the last 3 years that is really significantly doing anything for us in the playing department. And that's a major concern, right? So,
He went on to name quarterbacks. I think he named, like, running backs as well. He went on – no, defense. He went through the defense after that. He basically threw, his 85 scholarship players under the bus.
Yeah, I never knew what to make of him because Barry Alvarez has an ego as big as the Great Outdoors and kind of helped grease the skids for him out of Wisconsin. Like Madison wasn't big enough for both of them, Carl.
For sure.
But maybe he is just a tool. I don't know.
Yeah, we've said this.
Blaming your predecessor is a weak sauce move.
Well, that and with a lot of these coaches, when they take these jobs, right, we always say, like fans always say, well, those are not his kids. They are. You've adopted them. They're yours, okay? You are going into a ready-made family, this is what happens when you take a job. It's not like all of these kids. You've got kids on scholarship, kids you may or may not have recruited at your other schools that decided not to go with you, and now they're here. When you take the job, you are now the parent, and that's the way you have to take this on. You can't kill your kids that are there because, well, they're not your guys. Hey, they are your guys. This is your program now.
You bought the car with a bad transmission. You got to fix it, right?
This is it. So, yeah, Bo, I don't like that approach. I mean, but you know what? We'll see how long it lasts because, again, you said he ate his way out of, was it Arkansas? Was it Arkansas?
Yeah.
Good barbecue, man.
Yeah, but we'll see how long it lasts.
Yeah, more barbecue.
Well, Sam Pittman went there and lost weight. So, I mean, it's not, come on.
So, are you saying when Bielema went to call the pigs, you mean he was ordering lunch? Now I'm taking shots at the guys. It's contagious. Now we're all doing fat jokes.
By the way, Carl, you said that. That term, ready-made family.
Yeah.
My grandmother used to use that. I mean, that was like a go-to when she would use that all the time and in certain circumstances. That every time I hear that phrase, I laugh and I think immediately of my grandmother. It just makes me. You guys have a term or a phrase that reminds you of someone that was, a big in your life?
Yeah. My grandmother used to say,
"Fixin'." That you can say on the radio.
Fixin'. Fixin'. Yeah, we fixin' too.
My great-grandma used to call me a stew-nod and a botch-a-galoop. Stew-nod is basically a stupid, and botch-a-galoop is like a simpleton, like an idiot.
That just makes me laugh. Yeah, whenever I hear that word, and I don't hear it a lot, but fixin' was the word that
fixin'?
She'd say. Yeah, we fixin'
too. We fixin' too, okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to, I never know what will get me in trouble these days on the radio, I just want to go.
Everything.
You're pretty much right, but. I had dated a girl back before I dated my wife who had a child, and when we broke up, my grandmother goes, Well, I you needed to get rid of her. You didn't need no ready-made family anyway.
It's true.
Grandma, she's like, well, it's truth.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad to know what you thought about that. She's like, well, I wasn't going to say anything when you were with her.
Grandma will never lie to you, bro.
Nope.
She'll never lie to you.
No. Absolutely not. One of the realest people in my entire life was my grandfather. And my grandmother and actually both my grandfathers as well. They just didn't care. They had no filter. No filter.
Well, when you get old, that's how it is too, right? You don't give a damn. You've seen it all. You've heard all the BS. You're like, whatever. So you just say whatever's on your mind.
Yeah, you can't cancel a 95-year-old. I mean,
it's true.
There ain't no canceling them. Hey, guys. We got to get out of here.
By the way, I'm just thinking back. I dated a girl with a kid when I lived in Miami, Carl. My Nana was having none of it. Nana was having none of it. Now you're making me laugh, Squid. I remember that. Oh, so she had a child out of wedlock. Like with the dramatic pause, Carl. Like the pregnant pause, pardon the pun.
Putting the pressure on you. Putting the pressure on you. What are you going to do?
I'm telling you, every time I hear that, I think immediately my grandmother. So when you said that, the camera, the Twitch, you were watching on Twitch, I just started giggling because immediately think of my grandmother.
It's the truth, man. When you take a job, you can't disown the kids that are already there. You got to take them in, nurture them, and build them up. You can't call them out and then go, well, I don't know about, we don't have anybody too deep. That's weak, man.
Yeah.
Weak.
And by the way, parents watching that saying, oh, yeah, so my son comes there, you're going to crap on him in a press conference when you don't coach him up. Oh, great atmosphere. By the way, one thing that'll never crap on you is the Georgia Hemp Company.
Nice segue.
Because the holidays are coming, guys, and they have locations in Woodstock, Decatur, and Sandy Springs with a full line of all your favorite CBD and hemp products like lotions and oils.
Yes, sir.
And they also have a full line of CBD for your pets. I know I use it. Check out the GeorgiaHempCompany.com. Chris, hit the music.
Very nice. Hey, man, we got plenty more to get to. What's the latest with the dogs? If JT Daniels is healthy, dog fans, don't you play him against Florida? Don't you want to see what he has as this season continues to move towards potentially getting to the college football playoff? We're going to ask Connor Riley that and more coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.